Welcome to the Mercy Talk podcast. We are so glad that you joined us this week. I am your host, Melanie Carter, and I'm the Director of Outreach here at Mercy Ministries. As you may have heard, our outreach program is really expanding this year to include just lots of opportunities for people to find freedom outside of the walls of the residential homes that we have at Mercy. And if you are new to our ministry, you can find more information about who we are and what we do on our website, which is mercyministries.com or at mercytalk.org. Our organization is all about helping people find freedom from life-controlling issues, and not just to find that freedom, but also to walk daily in that place of freedom. So today we are going to talk about understanding the source of people's pain, which is really critical to, you know, helping them find the healing from that pain. And our guest who is going to be here today is, just to help us unpack that topic, is our transitional care director, Jen Otero. And if you missed it, Jen also gave some really great insight on our podcast a couple of weeks ago about the why behind the what. So we encourage you to go back and listen to that if you missed it. And, you know, one of the things that we touched on in that episode was how important it is that we realize when we are working with people that the ultimate goal is not to change their behavior, but to help them get to the root behind that behavior and help lead them, you know, to the one who can actually change their hearts, not just their behavior. So, you know, we barely started to unpack what that looks like and how to get to those roots. And so I'm really excited about the topic this week. And of course, you know, always just thrilled to have you with us, Jen. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks. I'm excited to be back.
Awesome. So as I mentioned, you know, we had Jen on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, but for those of you who may not have caught that episode, I just wanted to let you know a little bit about her. She has been on staff here at Mercy for about 7 years, first as a counselor in our Nashville home and then also the director of counseling. And now she is supporting our former residents and our graduates after they leave our program as the transitional care manager here. So Jen has a master's in professional counseling from Liberty University, and she's just an incredible asset to this ministry. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that, you know, I constantly find myself knocking on Jen's door, asking her for help, asking for insight on various things. And, you know, she's just a wealth of knowledge and experience. So we are really, really excited to have her with us today. So, Jen, we're talking today about understanding the actual source behind people's pain. And, you know, when you look at someone who handled hurting and broken people well, there's really no one else that we can look at who is more effective than that, than Jesus himself.
That's
in that.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, he was a pro at loving people where they were and, you know, just challenging them into a place of freedom and wholeness. So when you look at the life of Jesus, let's just start there this morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way that he loved people, what are some things that you can think that, you know, we can really learn from the example that he set for us?
Absolutely. I think for all of us, especially as believers, there's a reality of, we all understand Jesus is like who we're shooting to be. There's that reality of he's the bar. But I think that we can so easily create this religious structure instead of going, okay, how do I learn just how to be a really cool person by looking at Jesus and also loving on people really well? I think the cool thing about Jesus, there's so many cool things, but one thing about him is the way that he would love right into the midst of things. He would just dive right into the most difficult circumstances and wasn't afraid just to go right into the guts of it, and always got to the root of things. I think one of the things that I love the most, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, is he always knew the right questions to ask. Mm-hmm. He would ask a question and it would stick straight to the heart of the matter. He didn't worry too much about the behavior. It was always about the heart. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think we can really take away from Jesus is the way that he loved, but he also wasn't afraid to call people out, that there was a reality of boundary. There was a reality of, hey, this, I love you enough to say, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. And because it's not okay, let's give you an ulterior opportunity here. Mm-hmm. Let's give you another option to the choices that you're making. And I think that so often when we're helping people, the struggle can be, well, I don't really know what it looks like to tough love. And I don't really know how it looks to draw a line of boundary or expectation for people. But Jesus did really well with that. There was plenty of times, I think of even the rich young ruler, where he's like, sell it all, man, and you can come with me, because he knew that was at the midst of the heart of that young man. And he chose not to. And Jesus is like, okay, well, I love you, but I'm moving on. There wasn't a please come, or, and he didn't run after him. He didn't beg with him. He set the standard, loved him well, let him make a choice, and then went on his way. And I think that we can struggle with that as helping people sometimes. Mm-hmm. We can kind of get in and get in false responsibility and all of those things. But to really understand, sometimes loving well is giving a choice and saying, it's in your court. I'm here to support you, but ultimately this has got to be your choice. And that is another wonderful thing we do at Mercy very, very well.
Right.
As we teach the girls how to make good choices and then allow them to be positioned to do so.
Right. And I think that that even touches a little bit on our topic from last week, mm-hmm. where we were talking about just the importance of being able to basically present that choice, but then to not feel like, you know, I may want freedom and healing for somebody so badly, and I try to coerce them to that and try to, you know, force them into that place. But when they are not ready and they don't want it for themselves, you have to be able to lovingly draw that mm-hmm. line to say, I'm here for you. I love you. And I'm going to always be here whenever you are ready for this. Right. But until you are, there's not going to be a lot that I can do to help in this specific area mm-hmm. of your life, you know. So I'm glad that you hit on that again. But, you know, with years and years of experience that you have in working with people who, you know, are hurt or struggling with, you know, life-controlling issues, what is one of the best ways that you have found to help people really gain an awareness of what those root issues are behind, mm-hmm. you know, their pain and their struggles?
Well, I know that the last time we were on, we talked about asking questions. We talked about prayer journaling. And I think one of the biggest things that I have found, especially as a girl is on board and ready and willing to heal and to change and to deal with things, is to really equip her to become a good question asker. Mm-hmm. Being a good question asker of herself, but I think all the more importantly of the Lord, and to really recognize that He is committed and that He is interested and desires to give us the revelation and the truth that we need as His daughters in this case, and sons, in order to move forward and to heal. And so that is one of the biggest things that I have learned and been mentored in my time at Mercy as a counselor, and even in the community now, that when we can equip people to know how to ask good questions, especially in prayer, they're then able to receive the tools and the keys and the revelation they need from the great counselor to be able to grow and move forward. And to really, and I think we talked about this last time, to recognize what it means to really be willing to get to the root of things, mm-hmm. and to say, you know what, I'm willing to ask the hard questions, knowing there will probably be a tough answer that then is in my court to make a choice with, and that I actually have a choice to say, I'm going to take ownership of my healing and do some things differently. And so I think for me, that is the root of so many things. And that once that clicks and once that gets put in place of asking good questions of ourselves and of the Lord, there's really no end to the healing and wholeness that mm-hmm. we can walk in yeah. and experience with the Lord.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, so jumping off of that, I'm sure there's a lot of our listeners who are thinking, great, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. What are the questions? Like, help me out here, you know? So if you could even just give some examples, mm-hmm. like what are some of the types of questions that you would typically ask someone to help them kind of start digging deep and getting to those roots?
Absolutely. As funny as this one may sound, but I think one of the first questions I often teach girls to ask is, Lord, what do you want me to know? Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that I often teach girls is to be good about asking questions that are not too narrow, but also not too broad. To go into prayer time and be like, okay, God, drop it on me. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't really align us for much clarity, right? But Lord, if the question were, okay, Lord, I'm really angry right now. Why? Mm-hmm. What is really at the root of this anger right now, Lord? It's probably not about my husband or my friend or whatever. Like, what is going on in me? Mm-hmm. That's a hard question, because we tend to want to focus on the other person to kind of get our responsibility mm-hmm. off of our plate. But when we get really good at going, okay, Lord, what is this really about? What do you want me to know? What maybe am I missing here, Lord? Another important question to ask is, Lord, are there any lies that I'm believing? Because when we are able to recognize, okay, there is a belief system that's going on, that's a beautiful way to get to the root. If I can begin to understand, what am I believing that is not true? That's when we're able to go, oh, because I believed a lie, I felt a certain emotion. From that emotion, I then probably made a pretty poor choice. So if we can back it up to what we believe mm-hmm. and instead go, oh my gosh, that's not true. I am worthy because God says so. And we begin to put stuff in place from His word and from what He says and begin to surround ourselves with truth, we've now just gotten to the root of an issue. Suddenly the anger doesn't have a place to land because it doesn't have a belief system to plug into anymore. Yep. So it's really getting good at going, okay, God. And that's the beautiful part of it. The things that God calls us to do are not complicated. They're simple, but they are hard, but not difficult, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Like mm-hmm. he keeps it very simple for us, but it's in our flesh that the difficulty lies. He doesn't make this convoluted, difficult thing to walk out. It's hard because our flesh doesn't want us to, but I have found when I really get into that prayer time for myself or with other people, there's a simplicity to it mm-hmm. that the Lord really allows us to walk in. So it doesn't have to be these big fancy questions. It's just the hard questions that yeah. really get to the root of the matter.
Yeah. And I think that was a great example that you used that, you know, again, just kind of affirms some of the things that you and I talked about mm-hmm. the last time. But, you know, just about how, again, if someone makes a choice and they realize that that choice came out of anger over something right. and the anger came out of the result of a lie, mm-hmm. if all that we're doing is trying to help somebody change their behavior, we're just hitting that little surface thing where the lie and the emotion is still existing underneath it all.
That's
so
right.
maybe we succeed in helping them fix that behavior that mm-hmm. they keep acting out. But when the lie and the anger is still there, there's going to be a different action that comes out of that. And so
Absolutely.
It just doesn't really do them any good if all we did was successfully change behavior. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was a great example to kind of point back to what we've talked about before. But, you know, one of the things, again, that I know that we talked on last week's episode about was just about your role as someone who's helping another person, you know, what we are there to do and what we are there not to do and where those lines are. And, you know, we can easily put ourselves in a position that God never really intended us to be in when we're helping someone else. And so, you know, you've touched on this a little bit, but is there anything else that you would add about why it's important that we position other people to hear from God themselves mm-hmm. and to communicate with Him directly?
Absolutely. I think even the best counselors who are the most healed people, they still have human filter. If I'm sitting in a session and a girl is talking about something that either I've walked through mm-hmm. or maybe I even feel like I've helped a lot of girls heal from this situation, I've got a whole lot of filter going on right there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that I could speak into it that, don't get me wrong, could be very good. But I'm very much of the opinion that I want the girls that I counsel and for my own life, I don't want just good, I want great.
Yeah.
So in order to position girls for great, I have to know how to shut up mm-hmm. and allow them to be positioned to hear from the Lord. He has the filters that they need to hear through, not mine. Now, don't get me wrong. As good, healed, whole counselors, there's lots that we bring, and there's lots that people who want to help bring. There's a reason that God has put that in your life and in your heart. But if you don't know how to get out of the way, you will hinder the mm-hmm. very things that you're wanting to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that is another place where we have to be really honest with ourselves and go, is there something that this is feeding in me where I'm trying to step into God's territory here? But to get really good. And the beautiful thing is, I have found for years, I'll sit and go, I'm pretty sure I know what the Lord's even going to say. But if I take and step into that and say the very thing that the Lord may be getting ready to reveal to them, I've just stolen God's glory. Hmm. I've just stolen the opportunity that this girl has to receive that as an act of revelation from the Lord. Mm-hmm. My revelation, even if it's word for word of what God's going to say, will never be as powerful and life-changing because it's coming from me as a human. It's yeah. not coming from the Lord and from His heart for them. And there is just so much amazingness that happens from these girls or sons or whoever we may be working with. When they can receive that from the Lord, it changes everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is where the true healing comes. And so I think there's just a place of being really honest with ourselves and going, okay, why am I helping? And am I helping from the right heart? And am I willing to get out of the way? Because when we are quick to get out of the way, the Lord has that much more room to move in and to do amazing transformation work.
Yeah.
It's not just about behavior modification. This is like major life-changing stuff yeah. that we then get to sit and watch happen.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, and I'm thinking just specifically about a scripture that I remember hearing years ago, and it altered the way I saw everything, was it said that God is greater than our hearts. And mm-hmm. I remember thinking in that moment, okay, so that means that I'm not greater than my heart. I'm not greater than anybody else's heart in that
right.
I can't change anybody else's heart. I literally don't have the ability to do that. God is the only one who is greater than our hearts. And so He's the only one who can
That's good.
Make heart change. I can't even change my own heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I can open myself up to the Lord and seek Him to change my heart, but I can't even somehow get in there and do it myself.
Right.
You know, only He is able to do that for ourselves, but also for other people. And so I love that. Is there anything else that you would say on that topic, just how to go about doing it, how to facilitate that direct communication between someone and the Lord, like
mm-hmm.
just even how do I do that? How do I help them with that?
I think the last thing I would say to that is you have to get really good at being comfortable in the quiet, because The reality is sometimes when we're first starting to learn to hear from the Lord, especially, it doesn't always look the way we think it's going to look. And sometimes there is that place of going, you know, I'm going to just be really good at giving you your space and not putting what I think it's going to look like. I've gotten really good over the years of setting aside my expectation, going in prepared and prayed up and ready for what the Lord wants to do, but not carrying expectation into those, especially those prayer times, because we've now just put God in a box if I go in with my expectations. So it's as simple as saying, let's ask some good questions. And simply, I would say, even in my sessions, I will literally go, okay, Lord, what question do you want me to ask? So I'm asking the Lord what question to ask, asking the question, and then having the person hear from the Lord about what he's just told me. So really, we are just the facilitators if you do it really well.
Yeah.
And then you get a front row seat to what the Lord's about ready to do, like you just said, changing people's hearts. There is nothing like it in the whole wide world. And so I would say being really good at quiet, being really good at stepping back and allowing the Lord to do what he wants to do, and just trusting him. Because the reality is, I tell girls all the time, he wants to speak to you more than you even want him to. You cannot mess this up. Like, you show up, you ask questions, and the Lord is going to meet you and do things that you didn't even maybe know was even possible for your life.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Awesome stuff. I think we could talk on this for forever, but we're already, you know, kind of out of time for today. But, you know, we're gonna keep unpacking some of this in the weeks to come. And Jen, I'm just so thankful for you being here today. I mean, that was just some awesome information that I really think is going to help our listeners who are wanting to come alongside people. And, you know, I just want to remind all of our listeners again that if you haven't heard some about the just exciting things that are still coming up this year here at Mercy, just to help equip you to reach out to people who need freedom, we have a 2-day live event planned for October 2nd and 3rd in Nashville called the Freedom Experience. And we are really, really excited about the things that are coming into place for this event. And we're just going to really focus in at this event to help people discover the keys to living an empowered and free Christian life, not just for yourself, but also so that you can take those things and pass those on to other people in your life. And so also wanted to let you know that our founder and president, Nancy Alcorn, is releasing a new book in October called Ditch the Baggage. And I know that I personally have never been more excited about something that Mercy is releasing. And so this is going to be a great resource that literally walks people through the keys to freedom that we use in our residential homes. There's going to be some awesome study materials that go alongside that with the book. You know, we're going to have a companion study guide. We're going to have a video series. So we are just really excited about that and hope that you will check that out. I think that's going to do that this week for Mercy Talk. We just want to thank everyone for listening in and also invite you to join us next week when we are going to be joined by an awesome guest, Bob Hamp. Bob is the author of Think Differently, Live Differently, as well as many other books. He is a great friend of Mercy and has spent decades as a counselor specializing in helping people find true and lasting freedom. And I know that anytime I have ever heard Bob teach, he just completely blows me away. I literally just catch myself sitting with my jaw dropped, you know, just because of the awesome wisdom that he brings to the table. So we are just really, really excited to have him as a guest next week. And just a reminder that if you are interested in staying connected with us and getting the monthly updates on resources and tools and trainings that we are releasing through our outreach efforts, please feel free to shoot us an email at mercytalk@mercyministries.com, and we will get you added to that list. So thank you so much for joining us on Mercy Talk, and we will see you next week.